This is a story about resting heart rates and a study that claims that a high resting heart rate may indicate a shortened lifespan. What can you tell us?
Well, this was a study that was taken from unused data. They mined data from two other studies that were not designed to look at heart rate. They were designed to look at other factors of heart disease in people with stable heart disease. So this pertains only to people who had heart disease, not people who don't have heart disease. And what they found is that they looked at the heart rates of all these people and found that on the basis of heart rate, those that had a heart rate greater than 70 beats per minute had an increased risk of dying from stroke, but 23% increased risk of having a stroke over the 4 years of the study and a 38% risk of dying within 4 years. But the issue is that, again, this only shows an association and not causality. Heart rate in and of itself can vary from time to time. Even in a doctor's office, when you come into an office, many people will have blood pressures that are a little bit elevated or their heart rate's a little bit high because they're anxious or nervous. Caffeine does this. Lack of exercise, not being in shape, will result in greater heart rates. As I mentioned, anxiety. So all these particular factors can contribute to an elevated heart rate, which the heart rate itself may just be a marker of all the other things that somebody may not be doing in order to improve their heart function. So we have to be very careful when looking at heart rate and saying, now you're at increased risk.
And as I understand it, a lot of the doctors are coming back and saying, there's nothing really new in this. We knew that the higher heart rate is associated with other risks.
That's correct. So I think it's a little bit misleading when they present this information because people will look at this and say, oh, you know, high resting, in fact, the headline says high resting heart rate may shorten life. But this, again, pertained to people who had heart disease and other factors that would contribute to a worsening of their heart disease. So the bottom line to all of this is the same advice that's given all the time. Exercising, eating well, not smoking, alcohol intake relatively low, stay away from the caffeine a bit, and that all contributes to a healthier cardiovascular system as opposed to focusing on heart rate and saying, oh, you know, there's a drug we can take to lower heart rate. Well, you might be able to lower heart rate, but you're not doing the things that would actually make a difference in lowering heart rate. A medication is not going to do that for you.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.